So which is more important? Lighting the menorah or saying Hallel on Chanukah? This is the question asked by the Cheshek Shlomo. He writes that let's say a person is in jail. V'nasnu al rishus, the jail keeper, people who put him in jail, give him one option. Lasos rak mitzvah achas, one mitzvah. Ma yasen, it's Chanukah. Should he light the neros or should he daven shachris with Hallel v'Hodah? Which one is it better to do? No, what would you say? Menorah or Hallel? Menorah. Hallel? He writes, V'yivchar b'zeh, you should choose, she'yispalo b'boker b'Hallel v'Hodah. It's better to do Hallel and Hodah, ki atfila b'Hallel v'Hodah odif, because davening with Hallel and Hodah is better. And he says, this is similar to that Gemara and Shulchan Aruch in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. What's the famous Gemara and Shulchan Aruch by Rosh Hashanah? A person is traveling on the road and he could either go to one city to the left or the other city to the right for Rosh Hashanah. One city has a shofar and a baal tokeya. The other city has a baal musaf. But they don't have the other one. So is it better to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah or Musaf with a Baal Veda Negis and Nefsidurim? So a Baal Musaf was going to lead them in Musaf. The Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the Musaf is actually the preferable city to choose. So again over here, you have a choice of Hallel v'Hodah, or you have a choice of Neros Chanukah. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, it is better to choose Hallel v'Hodah. He brings one more proof, which is a beautiful proof. The Gemara, in the middle of talking about Chanukah, in Maseches Shabbos says, my Chanukah. Oh, by the way, what is Chanukah? And then the Gemara says, oh, let me tell you about Chanukah, that it says, Kishenechnasu Yevanim Eichel, when the Greeks came into the Eichel, Timu Kol Hashmanim, they pasled, they made Ptameh, all the oil, Shem Eichel, Kishagav Ramachas Beis Chashmonai, when the Chashmonim took over, V'natzchom, they were successful at the war, Badku V'omotzo Pachechet Shal Shemen, they only found a little canister of oil, Shayamunach B'chosom HaShol Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol seal, V'hoyebo El Ha'adwik Yomecha, they didn't only have to light one light, it was only enough for one night, Nasa Bonei, Sudvikam and Shmoni Yamim, excellent, we've all heard that story. Then the key line, V'shana Acheres, the next line, the next year, what did they do? Kavim, they established, Va'asu Yom Tovim, they made a Yom Tov of what? No, what should be the next line? Of? Yeah, Chanukah, what does that mean? Meaning, you should have to do what? Light the menorah. What does it say? Va'asu Yom Tov, Ba'Hallel V'Hodah. They made a Yom Tov the next year, Hallel V'Hodah. What is eerily absent from this Gemara? The whole mitzvah of menorah. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, what a silly question. My Chanukah. He says, every single kid knows what Chanukah is. That's what it said. You get presents and money, and everyone knows about Chanukah. That's when everyone, you know, has a lot of potato latkes, jelly donuts. Everyone knows about Chanukah. What's the question of the Gemara? The Gemara is asking, says the Cheshek Shlomo, what is the essence of Chanukah? And the answer is, Hallel v'Hodah, not menorah. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, if you have a choice, menorah versus Hallel, choose Hallel. Comes on the Shlomo Zalman Arbach and says, absolutely not. Why? Because he says that's silly. He says the main part of Nero, of the holiday of Chanukah is what? Is lighting the menorah. Everyone knows it's lighting the menorah. He says, you say Hallel? You know what it means you say Hallel? He says, listen to what he says. He says, the Hallel that you say on Chanukah, he says, Einu mishum takonas ha-hodah ha-miyuchedah shektit nul chacham zeich v'neis. When you say Hallel on Chanukah, what does it have to do with the Nei Shemen? There's nothing in Hallel about the Nei Shemen at all, right? I don't think so, no. It was written hundreds of years, thousands of years, you know, close to 1,000 years before Tehillim was written. It was well before the Nes of Chanukah. He says, rather, Hallel is said just like every time a Nes happens to Klal Yisrael, so you establish Hallel on those days. But that has nothing to do with the Nes of Chanukah, he says. So he says, of course, near Chanukah is more important. So now you have a machlokas. The Cheshek Shlomo says Halavel does more important. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that Ner Chanukah is more important. Says the Nishmas Avram, you know when this applies, Bizman Hazeh, hopefully not a guy in jail, but a resident in a hospital, or you're going in for an operation and you have a choice, you're going to be knocked out for 12 hours. Should you take the 12 hours at night over 12 hours in the morning, or you're a resident and you're on call doing intense surgery and you can't take off? You have 12 hours and 12 hours. Which one are you going to, which shift should you get off? The answer is, according to Cheshek Shlomo, take off in the morning so you can say hello. And Shlomo Zalman says, take off at night so you can light Chanukah candles.
How far after the event happened do they start using the Chanukah?
So that's a great question. That's all another Chabura. When did they institute the menorah? Not so clear that first year from the Gemara. Correct. I don't know the full exact answer, but there is a lot of Torah on that question. The Paris Yosef HaKadosh says, what's this machlokas based upon? It could be based upon the famous age-old question about if you get off from jail or you have one shot out, and one chance, one day out, they'll give you freedom, or one day you're locked up, and the jail keeper says, I'll give you one day. Should you take Yom Kippur 8 months out, that day off, or should you take the next day out and do whatever mitzvahs you can on the very next day? So many poskim on that question. The Ran gets into this question, and he writes, and of course you should take the first day, because ein ma'avir na l'mitzvahs. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you don't push it off for an opportunity to do a later, better mitzvah. So the same question maybe over here. According to Reb Shlomo Zalman, you should do Chanukah Neros first, because that's the mitzvah which is incumbent upon you first. According to the Cheshek Shlomo, no, it's better to wait to do the greater mitzvah a little bit later on. Now the Paris Yosef doubts this, because it's all within 24-hour period. We're not talking about pushing off a mitzvah 8 months, so therefore it may not be applicable. The final thought is by the Rutz Katzvi in LA. He has a beautiful idea where he says, we have to go back to our Talos and Tefillin discussions. Why does Talos come before Tefillin? So according to the Magen Avraham, one of the reasons why Talos should come before Tefillin is the way it's Ein Ma'avir now. A mitzvah, that's, you don't pass over a mitzvah. Why exactly it's Ein Ma'avir? We'll leave out off for now. But the Chiddush of the Magen Avraham there is that even though Talos is not a mitzvah which is on your body, right? I mean, you put it on your body, but it's a din in the beged. A beged, which is four corners, has to have tzitzis. So even though that mitzvah is not incumbent on your body per se, it's not a mitzvah guf, therefore, if you still say the klal, talus comes first, you don't pass over to put on tefillin, which is a mitzvah on the body first. The Shagas Ari disagrees. So you could say the same thing by Ner Chanukah. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah that you do is not a mitzvah on your body. It's a mitzvah on what? On the house, according to many poskim. Your house must have Ner Chanukah. If you don't have a house and you live on the street, you don't have a mitzvah of doing Ner Chanukah, according to many. So the whole idea is that even though it's not a mitzvah on your body, should you be allowed to push it off to do Hallel or not? Again, the same discussion with Cheshek Shlomo and the Shlomo Zalman is that same machlokas. The upshot is, again, if machlokas of Cheshek Shlomo and Shlomo Zalman, Tzarech Ian, we should know what to do exactly in this situation. I think the Minig Mor, as you all guessed right away, I think most poskim would suggest, or at least it makes sense, at least that's what they teach you in first grade, that lighting candles is the most important part of Neiros Chanukah, of the holiday of Chanukah, although you see, the Cheshek Shlomo would disagree. Shkoyach.
Oh, yeah.